الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد I must apologize for coming late I've been on a journey since 10 o'clock to come here but I got delayed on the road May Allah accept our acts of worship I got in just few minutes before Salatul Asr May Allah guide us all right. We continue with our book Sharh al-Sunnah by Al-Imam al-Muzani rahimahullah. The Imam said, هذه مقالات وأفعال اجتمع عليها الماضون الأولون من أئمة الهدى وبتوفيق الله اعتصم بها التابعون قدوة ورضا وجانبوا التكلف فيما كفوا فسددوا بعون الله ووفقوا لم يرغبوا عن اتباع فيقصروا ولم يجاوزوه تزيدا فيعتدوا فنحن بالله واثقون وعليه متوكلون وإليه في اتباع آثارهم راغبون الإمام المزني said هذه مقالات وأفعال اجتمع عليها الماضون الأولون من أئمة الهدى وبتوفيق الله اعتصم بها التابعون قدوة ورضا وجانبوا التكلف فيما كفوا فسددوا بعون الله ووفقوا لم يرغبوا عن اتباع فيقصروا ولم يجاوزوه تزيدا فيعتدوا فنحن بالله واثقون وعليه متوكلون وإليه في اتباع آثارهم راغبون الإمام المزني said رحمه الله that هذه مقالات these words مقالات هذه مقالات these words these statements نعم مقالة could mean an article you write in a newspaper or a magazine مقالة An article you write in a magazine. Maqala. It could also mean qawl. Statement. So he said, هَذِهِ مَقَالَةٌ It could also mean saying. Saying. Because it is the masdar of qawl. قَالَ يَقُولُ مَقَالًا It is also from that aspect it can mean what you are saying. So he said, Rahimahullah, فَهَذِهِ مَقَالَاتٌ These statements that he has made forward for us, وَأَفْعَالٌ and actions. You would see some of them are things of action. For example, issues of safar, issues of fasting, things like these. They are issues of action. Issues of jihad, issues of hajj. Issues of not going against constituted authority. These are issues of action. Others are issues of belief. Yes, belief also connected to actions, but they are essentially issues of belief. Where is Allah? Allah is above the heavens. Issues of qadar. Issues of belief regarding the Quran. So these are statements. All of them are statements, but some of the statements are connected directly to action. So he said, Rahimahullah, هذه مقالات These statements وأفعال and actions اجتمع عليها الماضون الأولون من أئمة الهدى This expression اجتمع عليها الماضون Those who have gone past من أئمة الهدى among the leaders of guidance اجتمع عليها They are agreed upon them Those who have gone past among the leaders of guidance, because we also have, like Allah said in, I think, Al-Bara'ah, A'immatul Kufr, or is it in Anfal? We have A'immatul Kufr, the leaders upon disbelief, the heads of disbelief. They are those who lead them in the aspect of disbelief. As we had the likes of Abu Lahab, Umayyah ibn Khalaf during the time of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And in every generation we always have ru'us, heads of disbelief. Likewise, Allah will not leave us without having heads of guidance. People who will be foremost, we will look at them and from them we take guidance. So he said, اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهَا الْمَعْبُولِ. Those who have gone past, they are agreed upon these matters, these statements and actions that I am saying. مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى. Among the scholars, the leaders of guidance. This would imply that these are issues regarding which the Muslim must not go away. We'll come back to them, because he mentioned them. Rahimahullah. فِذْ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهَا الْمَعْبُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى. The leaders of guidance who have gone past, they are agreed, they have consensus on these issues. These issues that we have mentioned, they are not issues of khilaf. They are issues of ittifaq. That's why you see they are core issues of aqidah. Now, اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهَا الْمَعْبُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. الْمَعْبُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى. This expression could mean two things. الْمَعْبُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى. Those who have gone past amongst the leaders of righteousness, the leaders of guidance, could be referring to the Sahaba. It could be referring to the Sahaba here. Why? Because it says, وَبِتَوْفِيقِ اللَّهِ اتَصَمَ بِهَا التَّابِعُونَ. By Allah granting them success, the tabi'un held on, they stick onto it, they grabbed it, they never left. So it would mean that أَئِمَّةُ الْهُدَى الْمَعْضُونَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى أَهُ صُحَابَ. 1 minute. It could also mean اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهَا الْمَعْضُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى الْمَعْضُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى. Those who were precedents, those who came earlier, مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى, amongst the scholars of guidance. It will include the Sahaba, it will include the Tabi'un, it will include Atba'ul Tabi'in, A'immatul Huda, the four Imams, those who came after them, who followed upon their path. Such that what Tabi'un will be any person who came after in subsequent generation that follows what all of these people are upon. So اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهَا الْمَعْضُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى. الْمَعْضُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى could be referring to the companions. وَبِتَوْفِيقِ اللَّهِ اتَصَمَ بِهَا التَّابِعُونَ. And by the fact that Allah granted them success, the tabi'un, we know as tabi'un, the students of the companions, اتَصَمُوا بِهَا. They stuck to it. They held on to those, these things. The companions were on it, the tabi'un came, and they stuck to it. 1 minute. اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهَا الْمَعْضُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى. Those who have gone past amongst the scholars of guidance, the Sahaba, the tabi'un, atba'u tabi'in, all of them, they were upon it. So that the tabi'un would now mean وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. And that is the evidence for this point. If you ask us, is there any reason why we have to follow those who have come before us? Why must we follow companions? Why? Didn't you say it is Quran and Sunnah? Say yes. So why companions? Why are you talking about the companions? We say we talk about the companions and the students of the companions, because Allah has told us to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the companions. But Allah has told us to follow the Prophet Muhammad. He didn't tell us to follow the Prophet alone. He told us to follow the Prophet Muhammad and then the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. Allah told us to follow the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where did he say that? And how did he say it? Allah told us subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since as-sabiqun al-awwalun min al-muhajirin wal-ansar. Allah says as-sabiqun al-awwalun. Those as-sabiqun who have gone al-awwalun, they were foremost. As-sabiqun al-awwalun, those who were foremost to enter into Islam. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq is their head, radiallahu anhu. Then Umar radiallahu anhu. Then Uthman ibn Affan. These are sabiqun al-awwalun. Even amongst the companions, amongst the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, there are also great. There are those that they themselves refer to as sabiqun al-awwalun, the first and the foremost, not to talk of in later generations. So those will be foremost. Al-Mahdun al-awwalun min a'immat al-huda. So Allah talks about them. Since as-sabiqun al-awwalun, those who have gone foremost in the front, al-awwalun, they were first to come into this deen. He didn't only say sabiqun al-awwalun. He defined it subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, min al-muhajirin wal-ansar. Some of them were muhajirun. He did not say min al-ansari wal-muhajirin. Why? Because the muhajirun are sabiqun al-awwalun to the ansar. To the ansar, muhajirun are what? Sabiqun al-awwalun to the ansar. And even amongst the muhajirun, there are also what? As-sabiqun al-awwalun. This gradation, even amongst the companions, ulama refer to it as fadlu sabaq. The virtue that this man is upon this path before you. And that virtue, Abu Bakr has it over all of us. He came on this path before us. And that was why Umar told them on the day he was appointed, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was appointed, radiallahu anhuma. He said to them, anybody who wants to bring himself in front of Abu Bakr, faliyatafaddal. Come, if you think you want to come in front of Abu Bakr, tafaddal. Nobody stood up. Because he is sabiqun al-awwal, or as-sabiqu al-awwal. That's why we say, khayru al-ummati ba'da nabiyha Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. So he is even among the sabiqun al-awwalun, he is as-sabiqu al-awwal among them, radiyallahu anhu. So Allah says, as-sabiqun al-awwalun, those who came first, who were foremost, who are they? Min al-muhajirin wal-ansar. Nobody will bear this name again. Al-muhajirun wal-ansar, this is in this verse of the Quran, it is referring to the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you say, I met somebody during the last Hajj, his grandparents were amongst the Ansar, the people of Medina. So while he was introducing himself, he said, his grandparents is from Banu Muzayna. Says his own grandparents were amongst the Ansar. You are not Ansar. It is your grandparents that were Ansar. But in terms of this word, Ansar, it is as-sabiqun al-awwalun. So min al-muhajirin, Allah mentioned muhajirun first because these are the muhajirun and ansar. The muhajirun are themselves sabiqun al-awwalun compared to what? Al-ansar. And they are further above them in terms of their virtue. Even amongst the ansar, those who accepted Islam before Fath Makkah, they are more virtuous than those who accepted Islam after Fathu Makkah. Those who accepted Islam. What did he say? لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا. Allah says, those who accepted Islam and stand. That's why the Prophet said, عليه الصلاة ما نفعني مال ما نفعني مال أبي بكر الصديق. No wealth benefited me the way the wealth of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq benefited me. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, the way his own billions were billions that he used to lay the foundation for all of us. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. So the Prophet said, alayhi salam, in another hadith in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, he says, Anta atiqullahi min al-nar. Abu Bakr, you are atiq of Allah. That's why when you see people bearing Abu Bakr, they have atiqu. The meaning of atiq is the one that Allah has liberated from the fire. It is the name the Prophet gave to Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. His answer, atiqullahi min al-nar. You are the free, Allah has freed you from fire. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Because it's sabiqun awwal. The first and foremost. So even amongst the Ansar, there are those who have accepted Islam, people like Sa'd ibn Mu'ad, who had come into Islam before Fathu Makkah. And there are those who accepted Islam after Fathu Makkah. Even amongst the Ansar, those who accepted Islam before, they are righteous, more virtuous in the sight of Allah than those who accepted Islam after. What we are saying is, Al-Muhajirun wal-Ansar. Muhajirun have virtues over the Ansar. And even amongst the Ansar, As-Sabiqun al-Awwalun, amongst the Ansar, they have virtues over Al-Mutaakhirun, amongst the Ansar. Now, Al-Muhajirun and the Ansar, who were companions of the Prophet Muhammad, they have virtues over the rest of us in the Ummah. So Allah mentioned them in the Quran. Says وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ لِإِحْسَانٍ. And those who follow Muhajirun and Ansar. He didn't even mention the Prophet here, alayhi salam. He was talking about the importance of following who? Al-Muhajirun and Ansar. He says these people, those who follow them. So this is evidence that we have to follow who? The Sahaba of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the bulk of them were Muhajirun al-Ansar. It is not to say, oh, those who are not Muhajirun nor Ansar amongst them, so we should not follow them. Now, it is only mentioning Muhajirun al-Ansar because they are the guard. They are the most largest in the number amongst the companions. Muhajirun al-Ansar. And because they are the best amongst the companions. Because there are people who are not from Muhajirun, nor from the Ansar, and they were from the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He was not from amongst the Muhajirun, he was not from amongst the Ansar. Muhajirun from Makkah to Medina. Otherwise, he also made hijrah from Yemen, from Banu Daud in Yemen, to come and stay with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was with him for 3 years. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He was not going anywhere. He was not buying, he was not selling. The day he found food to eat, he ate. The day he found hunger to be patient with, he was patient. Radiallahu anhu. Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr. The point is that the Quran has ordered us to follow who? The companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Says radiyallahu anhu, those Muhajirun and the Ansar, and those who follow Muhajirun and Ansar, radiyallahu anhu, Allah is pleased with them. Wa a'adda lahum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, to the end of that verse. That verse talks about targhib. It encourages us to follow the companions, radiyallahu anhum. There is also the verse of Targhib, warning us not to follow any other than the ways of the companions. Allah said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ. Here he started with the Prophet Muhammad. Allah says, man, anybody يشاكك الرسول. Who follows a way different from the ways of the prophet? In Yoruba, you say to banabi lenu, kema gboya lenu, man yushaqiq ar-rasul. Whoever contradicts the prophet Muhammad, he says, man, anybody, mimba bima tabayyana lahu al-huda, after the guidance of the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tabayyana lahu, is clear to him. It is clear to him that this is the way of the Prophet Muhammad. In other words, me, I will not follow. Like the one who was drinking water with his left hand or eating food, he was being one of them. The messenger told him, alayhi salat, change the hand. He said, no, me, I can't change. The Prophet said, you will not be able to change, alayhi salat. And the hand became defective. He could not take that hand to the mouth, because he said it out of arrogance. He arrogantly shaq al-Rasul, arrogantly disobeyed the messenger of Allah. It's like today too. You tell some people, what are you doing? Say, me? Me, I can't do that too. Or some women, say, me, I can't do that. Arrogance. Say, okay, you will not be able to do it. One day an old man was sick, was a Muslim. The Prophet came to him and said, alayhi salam, La ba'at, tahurun inshallah. Don't worry, there is no blame on you, tahur. This your sickness is tahur, is purification. Tahirun mutahirun. It is pure and it will purify you. You know, our illnesses takes away or take away our sins. They wipe off of sins, especially fever. Doctor, fever, the messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, it wipes off sins. When he said it in two different hadiths, in one of them, Mu'adh ibn Jabal said, O messenger of Allah, beg Allah to keep me feverish until the entirety of my sins go away. Mu'adh ibn Jabal was feverish till he died. His body, anytime he was touched, he was warm. Mu'adh. Likewise, Ubayy ibn Ka'ab, the two of them. So that they meet Allah sinless. So the Prophet told the man, alayhi salatu wasalam, La ba'asa tahurun inshallah. Sorry, there is no blame, there is no harm in what has touched you. It is rather a means of purification for you. He told the Prophet Muhammad, see, this sickness that is sending me to my grave already, you are telling me, La ba'as. The Prophet said, Faliyakum. Let it be. The man died of that illness because he was rejecting out of arrogance. So Allah wants us. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِكَ الرَّسُولِ. It is common, these things are common in our own times. In the name of thinking that we are now educated elites. Quote and unquote, educated. Quote and unquote, elites. People in our own times with audacity. They refer to the Sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam with the most degrading terms as they will. So he says, Allah says, anybody who does that, after the guidance is made clear to him, not only that, yattabi wa yattabi ghayra sabili al-mu'minin sahaba. وَيَتَّبِي غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And then he follows a way different from the ways of the companions. Because when that Quran came down, there is no mu'min except the companions. That's why he says, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Companions. They are the ones who say, Inna samina munadiyan yunadi lil imani an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Who are those? Fa in amanu bi mithli ma amantum bihi faqad ihtadaw. Who are those? Companions. All these verses repeat. If you see mu'minun, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, the first people it is referring to in the Quran are who? The companions of the Prophet Muhammad. So Allah wants us, anyone who disparages the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين, and that person follows a path different from that of the companions, it has a consequence. What did he say? Nuwallihima tawalla. That path, new one he chose for himself, we will leave him there. We say this is the way of the messenger and the companion. He said, no, me, I want this one. Allah says, Nuwallihi, we will leave him on that one that he has chosen. Wa nuslihi jahannam. We will make it a path to Jahannam for him. We will grant him into Jahannam. We'll drop him in the fire. Why? Because he contravened the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. So while the first verse we read, As-sabiqun al-awwalun, encourages us to follow the companions, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ, one thought, one of, be careful, don't disobey the Prophet and who? The companions. So that is, those are the verses that obligate the fact that we must be followers of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many other verses in the Quran, like the other we mentioned in Al-Baqarah. Allah says, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. If the people believe the way the companions believe, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا, then they are guided. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, but if they refuse to believe in the way the companions believe, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ, they are rebellious. They have been rebellious. Rebels. May Allah protect us. So contradicting the Prophet, contradicting the companions, is tantamount to what? Rebellion. Rebellion. As far as Islam is concerned. Don't rebel against Allah and His Messenger. So this is the proof for the point the Imam mentioned. He said, Rahimahullah, هَذِهِ مَقَالَاتِ, these statements that we have read here, وأفعال and actions, اجتمع عليها الماضون الأولون من أئمة الهدى, the foremost الماضون, who have gone, من أئمة الهدى, amongst the scholars, amongst the leaders of guidance, they are agreed on all of these. He says, وَبِتَوْفِيقِ اللَّهِ اِعْتَصَمَ بِهَا التَّابِعُونَ, and those who follow their ways, they also stick to it. So that's why you see the tabi'un. Abdullah ibn Shaqiq is a tabi'i. He went to Aisha radiallahu anha. كَيْفَ كَانَ صَلَاةُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي اللَّيْلِ, كَيْفَ كَانَتْ صَلَاتُهُ, how did the Prophet used to pray in the midnight? He wants to ask Ibn Shaqiq. He met over 80 companions. Ibn Shaqiq, Abdullah, how did the Prophet used to pray in the night? Abdullah ibn Abbas, some of the tabi'un came to him. Tell us how the Prophet used to pray in the night. Qiyamul layl. He said, I will take you to somebody who knows better how the Prophet used to pray in the night. He grabbed their hands and took them to Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha, how was the Prophet salah in the night? They stuck to it. They grabbed it. The tawfiqillah. Not just because they want, not just because they struggled. How many times do you want and struggle for a thing and we don't get it? By the fact that Allah granted them success, they were able to hold on. So apart from my loving to hold on firmly to Sunnah, apart from my making effort to know Sunnah and stick to Sunnah, I must be begging Allah to give me the success to be able to achieve that desire. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said in an affair that Al-Imam al-Darimi reported from him, says, كَمْ مِنْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يَبْلُغْهُ, كَمْ مِنْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يَبْلُغْهُ, how many are those who want good things but they never achieve it? How many? People want to succeed. They want to be people of Sunnah. But Allah did not permit, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why the Imam said, وَبِتَوْفِيقِ اللَّهِ اِتَصَمَ بِهَا التَّابِعُونَ, by the power and Allah granting them success, اعتصم بها التابعون. Those who came after the companions, they were able to stick to those lessons the companions had learnt from the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. قدوة ورضا. When the tabi'un stuck to it, kudwatan, they stuck to it as a pattern of life. There are many ahadith, ikhwa. The companions will go to ask, how did the Prophet used to do so, so and so? The hadith of Anas ibn Malik in Sunan al-Tirmidhi we mentioned in the past week, that if he wanted to travel, he will take his breakfast, he will make his morning food first in Ramadan before he goes out of the journey. He was asked by the Tabi, is this the Sunnah of the Messenger? He said, Sunnah, khalas. Sunnah, khalas. So they will always ask, what is the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this? Who are they asking? The Sahaba who saw the Prophet and lived with him. So they will ask them, what did the Prophet used to do about so-so thing? Whatever they want to do. What did the Prophet used to do about so-so thing? What did he say about so and so? Some of them will go like Qatada ibn Di'ama. He will ask Anas ibn Malik, describe the Prophet to me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They want to be able to picture how does he look. Bara' ibn Azib radiallahu anhuma, because himself and his father were companions. People will go to tell us, describe to us how the Prophet was. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they start saying he was not tall, neither was he short. Alayhi salatu. The Prophet cannot be described to be a tall person. Neither can you say he was short. He was middle height. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. And he was broad chested. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. He has his eyebrows that were thick hairs on his eyebrows and his eyelashes. One of the companions described it better. He said, when you look at its eyes, it was as if he had henna on it, what you refer to as hero. How handsome would he be looking, alayhi salam? He was not extremely fair, neither was he extremely dark, alayhi salam was fair. And he had a face that was almost round, but not round, alayhi salam. His jaws were high. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes he kept his hair around his ears, and sometimes he made the hair to drop on his shoulder. He kept his hair in three ways. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes around the ears, sometimes between the ears and the shoulders, and sometimes on the shoulders. They have names. Jummatun and Limmatun. All of these were described by the companions. They were telling those who came after them. His food, which food, which aspect of food did he like to eat best? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he's walking, how is he walking? When he says, Kana Rasulu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iza masha takafa'a takafu'an. When the Prophet walks, alayhi salatu wa sallam, takafa'a. He leans forward, takafu'an, like somebody leaning forward. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. That is, he's active in his movement. He says, he's al-tafata, al-tafata. When he turns fully. He does not say taslim. This is in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik. The Prophet does not talk to people by the side or from the back. He faces them to talk to them, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he perfumed himself. All of these, al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, he has an entire book in all of these. He referred to as al-Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya. The appearance of the Prophet Muhammad. How was he, alayhi salam? And you see that in most of these, the tabi'un were those who will go to the companions to ask, how did he used to do this? Some of them went and asked, his khatam. He says, wa khatam al-nabiyyin ko. He had a khatam on himself. He had a khatam, the symbol, the seal of prophecy. They were asking, how was it? Anas ibn Malik says, sha'arat mujtami'at. So they are like hairs that are gathered, but they are not hairs. He said they are hairs that are gathered because when you touch it, you think that it's a hair that is gathering. It is a lump of flesh, and it's in the size of the egg of a pigeon. It is behind his back, at the middle of his shoulder, towards the left. That is where that sin is. Sometimes when people like Salman al-Farisi, that was the last sign he saw in him, alayhi salat. The first sign he saw in him, alayhi salat wa salam, or the second. Because the first thing he did was to, this hadith is also in Ash-Shama'il al-Muhammadiyah. I'll encourage us to read this book about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because usually when you don't know a man, you hardly like him. When you know him, you like him. If you loved him before you knew him, when you know him more, you like him more. Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu anhu, he says, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَجْمَلَ مِن نَبِيِّ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ مِن رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I never saw anything more handsome looking than the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. He was handsome. There they even described the clothes he wore. How were they? The description of the clothes. Do they have designs? Are they plain clothes? What was his best color? What was his best food? How does he sleep? The sleep of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So the details. So these companions, they followed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So the details of his life, radiyallahu anhum. But in all of these, they were only able to follow by the tawfiq of Allah. May Allah grant us his tawfiq. It says, وَجَانَبُ التَّكَلُّفَ فِي مَا كُفُ. جَانَبُ التَّكَلُّفِ. They avoided takalluf, being overburdensome. فِي مَا كُفُ. Regarding issues that they were already sufficed with, they had sufficient. So they avoided looking for more. جَانَبُ التَّكَلُّفِ. They avoided bringing burdens upon themselves. Fima kufu. Regarding issues that you already suffered. If you want ibadah, abadu khalqillah. It says Dawood ko. After Dawood, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman described his qiyamul layl. He says he performed Qiyamul Layl with the Prophet. And Imam Ibn Khuzaymah also reported this hadith. Khuzaymah said he performed Qiyamul Layl with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the first rak'ah, he read Surah Al-Baqarah alayhi salatu wa sallam. First rak'ah, Al-Baqarah. And he went on ruku'. He says he made the ruku' to be in the length of the Qiyam. So the ruku' was in the length of the standing. So if he read Al-Baqarah in the standing, in the ruku he was also saying Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. For the length of time for you to read Surah Al-Baqarah. And when he stood up alayhi salatu wasalam, he was saying Li Rabbi Al-Hamd, Li Rabbi Al-Hamd, Li Rabbi Al-Hamd, Li Rabbi Al-Hamd, Li Rabbi Al-Hamd. For the length of time it is sufficient to read Surah Al-Baqarah. لِرَبِّي الْحَمْدُ. My Lord, all thanks and praise belong to you alone. لِرَبِّي الْحَمْدُ. He was repeating that after he stood up from ruku'. And when he went on sajda, he was saying Subhana رَبِّي الْعَلَىٰ. First rak'ah. And that sajda, he made it to be in the length of the ruku' and the length of the standing. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Second rak'ah, he read Ali Imran. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Third rak'ah he read Surah An-Nisa. Fourth rak'ah he read Al-Ma'idah. And in another riwayah, Shakkaka Shu'bah. It was Shu'bah who made Shakk. He says, Ida Al-Ma'idah to Al-An'am. In the fourth rak'ah, whether Ma'idah or Surah to An'am, the Prophet Muhammad, if it is Qiyamul Layl you want, is this not sufficient for you? Is it not sufficient? So the Tabi'un, we are not looking for any night prayer again. Raka mefa salam e mejo lori duoko kamati akadula la. Nya, kuf kot kufisun. Allah has given you what is sufficient for you. You don't need salam e mejo kabia nafia meji la. You don't need it. Okay. Me, I don't know Al-Baqarah. I don't know Ali Imran. Go. This is our own excuse today in our generation. Aisha radiyallahu anha, al-Imam al-Tirmidhi reported this in Ash-Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya. She said radiyallahu anha, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one night, he performed Qiyamul Layl, and he read only one verse.
إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت الغفور الرحيم أنت العزيز الحكيم. إن المائدة إن تعذبهم, if you decide to punish the people, فإنهم عبادك, you are the one that created them, they are your creatures. وإن تغفر لهم, but if you choose to forgive them, فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم, you are Al-Aziz, able to do what he wants. Al-Hakim, why? You know the one that is best for them. He made only this verse in the entirety of your Qiyamul Layl. So Ula of his Qiyamul Layl, Ulama say this is evidence that a person can recite only one verse, only one verse in the entirety of Qiyamul Layl, and he'll be repeating that verse in that Qiyamul Layl. So you don't need to make bid'ah. You don't need to start doing la ilaha illallah 100,000. You don't need it. Because kufita, you have been suffered. There is sufficient ibadah for you. There is enough ibadah. You don't need to bring another one. That is why the one who brings another one will be punished for bringing another one. May Allah protect us. You have sufficient enough, because you will not bring another one except you are thinking that the one that was there is not good enough or it's not complete. So let me add more, and that deserves punishment because you are saying Allah told a lie. A'udhu billah. Allah says al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, today I have completed the religion for you. Is there anything after something is complete? You do not bring something to a thing that is complete except you think that the one that is said to be complete is only said to be complete, is actually deficient. May Allah protect us. Because people say everything you are saying is because, yes, you are claiming that what Allah said is not correct. Abu Zarin al-Ghifari, Jundub ibn Junada. Al-Imam al-Tabarani reported this hadith in his Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir. Jundub said, radiyallahu anhu, he says, وَمَا طَائِرٌ تُقَلِّبُ جَنَاحَيْهِ فِي الْهَوَىٰ. مَا طَائِرٌ, there is not any bird, يُقَلِّبُ جَنَاحَيْهِ فِي الْهَوَىٰ, that is swinging, moving its wings in the atmosphere, in the sky. He says, radiyallahu anhu, he says, وَهُ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يَذْكُرُ لَنَا مِنْهُ عِلْمًا, except the fact that the Prophet will tell us something from knowledge regarding it. If he sees a bird flying and there is something we need to know about the bird, he will tell us. Did he not tell them what they need to do, know about a dead dog? They were walking, they saw a dog dead, and he was asking them, of what benefit is this dead dog? Say, will anybody do with a dead dog? That is how this dunya is. How astrifling this dunya is. That is how it is. That is, whatever he saw from which he could give them anything of knowledge, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never held it back, including the flying of a bird. One of the mushrikun was abusing one of the companions, that this is your prophet, he was even teaching you how to ease yourself in the bathroom, how to go to the toilet, how to defecate, as simple as that. He taught us, alayhi salam. He never left any detail. That was why he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, مَا بَقِيَ شَيْءٌ يُقَرِّبُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُبَاعِدُ مِنَ النَّارِ إِلَّا وَقَدْ بُيِّنَ لَكُمْ. The Prophet said, alayhi salam, مَا تَرَكْتُ شَيْءًا, I did not leave anything that can bring you to Al-Jannah. If there is anything that can bring anybody to Al-Jannah, the Prophet has already explained it, alayhi salatu. وَيُبَاعِدُكُمْ عَنِ النَّارِ, if there is anything that could take a person far away from the fire, he explained it already. فَقَدْ كُفِّينَا, we have been suffered. What do we want again? The one who brought the message, I've explained everything to you. Your own is just to follow. That was why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, And Imam Ibrahim al-Nakhai reported this hadith from him. Ibrahim al-Nakhai said that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, radiallahu anhu, that ittabi'u, follow your prophet, wala tabtadi'u, don't start another new way of life. فَقَدْ كُفِيتُمْ, you have been supplied, you have been provided all you need. Don't start looking for something else. Non-Muslims are organizing prayers on Sundays. Christians, Muslims who start something on Sunday, they are wearing white cloth. You too, you start wearing white cloth? He prohibited reciting Quran on the sujood. When they go to those places where they wear those white clothes on Sundays, they recite al-ikhlas in sujood. It's wrong. Qad kufitum, you have been surprised. You cannot tell, we are using it to encourage people, you are using it to mislead the people. Ittabi'u, follow. Wala tabtadi'u, do not start new ways of worship. Qad kufitum, you have been sufficed. You have been given what is sufficient for you. Why do you want to start another one? This was what the companions were upon, that we have been sufficed. Ayyub al-Sabtiyani, rahimahullah, one of the tabi'un, and one of the mates of al-Imam Malik. وَإِنْ كَانَ أَنَّ مَالِكًا يَعْنِ أَعْلَى كَعْبًا مِنْهُ, even though Imam Malik was of a higher status than him, when he comes to the garden where Malik was, radiallahu anhuma, al-Imam Malik stood up to receive him. Ayyub al-Sabtiyani. Some people came to him with the bid'ah of irja, that anybody can commit a sin as he will. That sin does not affect his iman. Ayyub al-Sabtiyani said, what will I do with something that was started when I'm alive? I have been born before it was started. If it is part of guidance, it would have started before they gave birth to me. That is, it would have been done by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It would have been done by the companion. But because it started in this my own time, when I'm here, it cannot be Islam. It cannot be Islam. If it is Islam, it would have come before. But this one that we are here, when they started it, it cannot be Islam. This is the reason, ikhwah, why we are saying da'wah in Islam is not a new thing. Calling, inviting people to Islam is not new. It's one of the ways of worship. If we want to invite people to Islam, the way of inviting the people to Islam must have a basis. If it does not have a basis, then it cannot be a way. Very, very important. So you want to encourage them, people start singing and drumming. Many of them, when they start singing and drumming and drumming, brothers and sisters in their folds come and start dancing. What MCs? The ones we knew. I can mention names of two or three. The ones we knew that we have started in our front, like Ayyub al-Sabtiyani said, what scattered them, those drumming and singing and dancing Muslims, was zina. Zina. Men and women are dancing and singing. You pour petrol to a burning fire. May Allah protect us. Ittabi'u, follow the ways of the Prophet and his companions, alayhi salatu. Wala tabtadi'u, do not innovate into Islam. Waqad kufitum, after all, you have been given something that is sufficient for you. So that was why this Imam mentioned it, rahimahullah. Is wajanabu takallufa, they avoided bringing burdens upon themselves. Fima kufu, because they have already been sufficed. So when you bring another one, it is takalluf. You are overburdening yourself with what they did not send you. They didn't sign you. So why are you overburdening yourself? So Sunday, our salatu is overburdening yourself. Frankly speaking. To start the salat, run, taqwa, la, 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 takallu. Now, kat kufita. You have been given something. The hadith that when we read Surah Al-Mulk and Surah Al-Sajda from after Maghrib before we sleep, Allah will provide for us. So, the Prophet used to do that. If you like to be doing something after two rakat of Nawafil after Salat Al-Maghrib, you can add that one. Be reading Surah Al-Mulk, Tabarak Al-Ladhi, and Surah Al-Sajda. Alif Lam Mim Ko, or Hamim, Alif Lam Mim. What does it start with? تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. This surah, the messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام would also read it in Salatul Subhi on the day of Jummah. Iwa. On the day of Jummah, the Prophet will read this surah, Surah Al-Sajda, from its beginning to the end in the first rak'ah, and in the second rak'ah he will read Surah Al-Insan. هل أتى على الإنسان. It is from the Sunan of Yawm al-Jum'ah to read this surah. There is enough ibadah, ikhwah. Faqad kufitu, we have been suffered. Fasujidu, because they were not bringing strange burdens upon themselves. Fasujidu, they were upon guidance. They were granted guidance. بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ by the help of Allah. وَوُفِّقُوا and so they attained success. سُدِّدُوا they were upon guidance. Because they were not bringing things that were misguided. They held on to what the Prophet was upon and his companions. فَسُدِّدُوا so they were upon guidance. بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ by the help of Allah. وَوُفِّقُوا and so they attained success. Radiallahu anhum. Lam yargabu an ittiba'i fayuqassiru. Lam yargabu an ittiba'i fayuqassiru. They did not seek, they did not start looking for an ittiba any other than following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fayuqassiru, which would have made them to drop the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lam yargabu an ittiba'i fayuqassiru. A brother was saying here a few weeks ago that some people came in his house, near his house, they are making atalatu from the night till the next morning. Instead of making Qiyamul Layl, instead of one of them leading them in Qiyamul Layl and others praying behind them in their house, they did not do that. They say, I want that, they are doing Asalatu, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, in the night. So when a person starts an innovation, you know he will cancel a sunnah. Because that innovation you started, in its place, there is a sunnah there. So when you drop the sunnah, you take innovation. Or when you start an innovation, to kafiru fi sunnah, you will become slow and lowly. I give you one example. Immediately after salah of imam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We should say, astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta as-salam, wa minka as-salam, tabarakta ya zal jalal wal ikram, and others. In some masajid, they will say, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, shukran, alhamdulillah, hamdan, alhamdulillah, shukran, alhamdulillah ya rabbil alamin. You see, this thing has replaced that sunnah. Lam yargabu an ittiba'i fayukassiru. They did not seek any of that thing that is not sunnah. Fayukassiru, it will make them be depreciating. It will make them be deficient in the sunnah. Because that bid'ah will cover the sunnah. It will cover it. When you do the sunnah in its place, alhamdulillah, anta ala siratin mustaqim. But when you drop the sunnah and pick another one, That sunnah has gone. Now, many of the people live their lives like this. They innovate new things when in the place of it there is a sunnah. فَيُقَفِّرُونَ فِي السُنَّةِ. So they become deficient in the sunnah. After the imam says, maybe the muazzin is saying the iqama. He says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What should we say? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. What should we say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. What should we say? Some say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Some say hayya ala salah. Al Imam Shawkani rahimahullah. We say, if we have the time, we say the two. We say the two and follow the two hadith together. When he says hayya ala salah, we say hayya ala salah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If you say only one, no problem. But the one who says two is more than you. Like that. When he says qad qamat as-salah, what do we say? Will we not say adama Allahu aqamaha? That hadith is weak. Aqamaha Allahu wa adamaha, the hadith is not sahih. Or we say, some people say sadaqta wa bararta, is weak. Not authentic. So when he says qad qamat as-salah, we also say what? Qad qamat. When he says Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what do we say? Allahu Akbar Allah. When he says La ilaha illallah, what do we say? What of Muhammadur Rasulullah? Don't we say? Many people say it, but it is wrong. When the Muazzin says La ilaha illallah, you also say what? La ilaha illallah, and stop there. If you like to say some more things, start saying Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tama wa salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadan al-wasilata al-fadila wa ba'athu maqaman mahmudan alladhi wadita. This is allowed to after iqama. The ulama of sunnah say in that hadith, and that is a hadith for all of what we have done. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wa salam in the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. He says, إِذَا أَذَّنَ الْمُؤَذِّنُ. When the muazzin calls the adhan, and there are two adhans for every salah. The adhan indicating time, and the adhan indicating the commencement of salah. So the adhan we call Allahu Akbar is called to prayer, the time for prayer. Iqama is called to commence the prayer. So this dua is allowed on both occasions. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tama, to the end. They are allowed. Instead of now saying Muhammadu Rasulullah, they didn't add you, they didn't send you Muhammadu Rasulullah. Instead of saying Muhammadu Rasulullah, if you still want to say something, and Muhammadu Rasulullah, so that you not think that they don't like Muhammadu Rasulullah. One of the elders those days, when we say, Mama, this thing you are doing, it's not good. This la ilaha illallah. I say, so you don't like la ilaha illallah. You say we like la ilaha. You don't like asalati. You say we like asalati. You don't like astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. You don't like it. You say we like it, Baba. But this is not its place. Because for every place and time, Allah and the Prophet, they have given us what to do. Look at our religion. When there is eclipse of the sun, like we write, Al-Kusuf, Kusuf al-Shams, or Kusuf al-Qamar, eclipse of the sun, or eclipse of the moon, did the Prophet not tell us what to do? Alayhi salatu wassalam. He taught us to perform two rakats of nafil that are special. Two special kinds of nafil. Special. How are they special? Each rakah has two ruku. When you stand up and make Allahu Akbar, you read Fatiha, you read a lengthy surah like Al-Baqarah, you add Al-Imran. If you can't read the entirety of Baqarah, read half. But ulama in the hadith says, you read lengthy. After that, you go on ruku. When you go on ruku, you stand up again and read Fatiha again. And you read another long surah before you go down. You come back again for the second rakah like that. That is Salatul Kusur. After that, the imam will turn to the people and make dua. When the Prophet did this, alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah made him to see Jahannam in his front. He did like this. He moved backwards. The companions asked him, why did you move backwards? He says, I was shown Jahannam and I was afraid. So I moved backwards. After that, Al-Jannah was shown to him, alayhi salam. And he moved forward. I think he wants to grab something. They asked him, why did you move forward? He said, I was shown Al-Jannah. I want to grab one of its fruits. He said, if I had grabbed it, you will be eating it till the day of Qiyamah. But he did not grab it, alayhi salam. I'm trying to say that for every circumstance, Allah has given us what to do. Don't bring another one. When you bring another one, you are overburdening yourself. So these companions, لَمْ يَرْغَبُوا عَنِ اتِّبَاعِ فَيُقَصِّرُوا. They did not crave for any other than the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad, which would have led them to be deficient. وَلَمْ يُجَاوِزُوهُ تَزَيُّدًا فَيَعْتَدُوا. And then we are not looking for more. We have now finished all the nafila. Qiyamul Layl. In fact, my own Qiyamul Layl is the whole Quran one night. It is reported that some of the a'imma used to do that. Even though the ulama say it is makruh to read the entire Quran on one night. One of those who was mentioned with that was Al-Imam Abu Hanifa. He was known for Qiyamul Layl. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he used to be called Al-Wadu, that is the peg, meaning that his head were pegged on the ground all the time he was on sajda. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Nu'man ibn Thabit Al-Kufi rahimahullah. So the a'imma were known for that. If you want to read 1/3 of the Quran one night, tafaddal, but don't exceed. Don't exceed reading one Quran in 3 nights. Don't let it be more than that. Although they say that is Qira'atu Tadaburi, that the one that is prohibited is reading it for understanding. Otherwise, that it is allowed. Allahu Alam. To be on the safer side, don't read it more than 3 days. Don't read the entirety of Quran for less than 3 nights. So the imam says, Lam yujawizuhu. They did not go beyond what the Prophet told them, Faya atadu, which would have made them to go to extreme. They did not do any other thing so that they will reduce. And they are not doing more so that they will not go overboard. Allah prohibits extremism. They did not go to extremes. And he warned us, warned Bani Israel. So guluw, tashaddud is prohibited in Islam. In fact, some of the ulama will say, when you have kusur, you are not able to do everything. It's even better than doing excess. All what the Prophet got, alayhi salatu wasalam. You are not able to do all. It's better for you than doing excess. Many of the people today, they are not doing what the Prophet did and they want to do excess. They say, I think we should have more ibadah. The one that he does, he did and taught you to do, he's not finished that one. You are looking for more. فَلَمْ يُجَاوِزُوهُ تَزَيُّدًا. They did not go beyond ittiba, following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَعْتَدُ, which would have made them to go extreme. They did not do that. The companions and those who came after them, they were within the limits. That's why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, Al-iqtisadu fi sunnati khayrun min al-ijtihad fi al-bid'ah. Al-iqtisad fi sunnah. think you will not do anything unless it is sunnah, and you are upon it. But you are not doing even all the sunnah, and it's the sort of the sunnah. Maybe your qiyamul layl is not very even regular, but you will not do any other than that in the night. You will not go overboard looking for la ilaha illallah 1 million. It is overboard. Looking for 143,313. You are going overboard. So you make a tasbih that is long, but it cannot be longer than the longest tasbih of the Catholic. They have a tasbih, the Catholic have a tasbih now. It's on the net. It's 5 kilometers long. It's on the, go and find out. The Catholic. So when they carry it, more than 200 people carry. This one carry, the other one carry. The other one carry. So our own people now, they put it on the neck. La ilaha illallah. La. Lam yujawizuhu tazayyudan fayatadu. The companions did not go overboard so that they will not be going to extremes. Somebody told me, if you don't put it on your neck, how we don't know that you're a person of Tesubah? I asked him, I said, who sent you Tesubah? Was the Prophet counting Tesubah? This thing we are holding. Did the Prophet count it, alayhi salatu? That another example. When you bring one bid'ah, you throw away one sunnah. If anything, in anything of worship, once it is bid'ah, go and watch. There is a sunnah the person has abandoned. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. So when you make tasbihat, count your hands. It says, فَإِنَّهُنَّ مُسْتَنْسِقَاتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. Because these fingers, مُسْتَنْسِقَاتِ, they will be asked to speak on the day of Qiyam. So when you are counting tasbih, count your hands. People of Bid'ah will say, when we count tasbih, is it our teeth we are using to count it? Do you understand the argument? You say, okay, it is not your teeth. But when the Prophet was counting it, he didn't use this one you are using. So when you count your tasbihat, your azkar, count them with your hands. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Why did I say وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ? Some people will say, if you are not holding the tasbihat, you can forget. That is ghafil. How can somebody forget that he wants to make zikr? Are you saying if he's holding it, he won't forget? How many times people hold tasbih, they are not saying anything? They are not saying anything. So count your hands for your azkar. Count your hands. Subhanallah, 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 alhamdulillah. Your right hand alone. Not the left, right hand. And when you know how to use your right hand, it is sufficient for you. So when people start the bid'ah of tasbih, they drop counting the hands. So the sunnah of counting the hand will go, because there is a bid'ah of tasbih. Tasbih, use of tasbih, is not from the sunnah of this ummah. It was started by the Christians, and Muslims brought it over. It's following the ways of Christians to be counting tasbih. It is not sunnah. Sunnah is you should count your hands. May Allah protect us. So they did not look for another one. That one the Prophet taught them, alayhi salatu wasalam, was sufficient for them. One day somebody asked me, Afa, I say yes sir. Elderly person. He said, I want something of protection. Strong one. I say, if I tell you, you won't believe, so I will not tell you. He say, Afa, you, can you tell me something I will not believe? I say, Wallah, if I tell you, you will not believe. Why, Makkah? Say, Afa, come, give me something that I can be doing. Strong one, oh. I say, if I give you, you will not believe. He say, how can you give me something and I don't believe? I say, Wallah, if I tell you, you will not believe. He said, what is it? I said, after Salatul Subhi, make Suratul Ikhlas 3 times, Al-Falak 3 times, Al-Nas 3 times. After your Salatul Maghrib, make Ikhlas
three times, Al Falak three times, Al Nas three times.
He was listening. So when I finish, he says, only this one. Only this one. So wallahi, only this one. He said, say the truth. He's not that. The Prophet Muhammad. He says, ma ta'awwaza muta'awwizun bi mislihima. Alayhi salam. Ma ta'awwaza muta'awwizun bi mislihima. There is nobody looking for protection that is that can use something stronger than ikhlas, than falak and nah. Who said it? The Prophet of Allah subhanahu. One of the companions, if I'm not forgetting, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he said before Falak and Nas came down, the Prophet had so many things he used to read. When Falak and Nas came down, he dropped every other thing. Alayhi salatu. Falak and Nas. Falak and Nas. Don't miss it. It's your work. It's your self-defense. It's your armor. Every day, morning, evening, and in fact, after every salah, read Falak and Nas, even if you don't know anyone. Okay. The people of innovation say Falak and Nas too small. Oh. They go and bring Shamsalalullahu Samadu, Samu Arusu, Jeja Gazisu. They have many. This one is real. Oh. They thought of when we are younger than this. There are others. Akiba jilu, jali jaka jilu, toka jaka baibu. They say it is Ismullah al-Azam. They are kazzabun, liars. If I give you, that is what we will be telling them. The Prophet Muhammad, he gave us Ismullah Azami in their language. That Ismullah Azami they are looking for. We, the Prophet, don't give us. The hadith is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. If you want me to give you, you must request. Ismul Azami, that they say, Ismullah al-Azam, that they say, the Prophet gave we, afauni, awauni sunnah, nabi kifuwa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Waka kamaladu enikata. Ismullah al-Azam, Allah wa batifuwa, Allah has given us himself. How? From the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam. And it is very simple, because the sunnah is simple. It is simple because it is for everybody. Old, young, male, female. Before I delay you, let me give you the Ismullah al-Azam. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is for you to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi annaka Allahu alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. He said, anything you need, if you say it, Allah will give you. Me, I have tried it, you. It is tested and trusted. Write it down. I will collect the money later. Don't mind them. The Prophet didn't collect any money to teach us. Allah told us in the Quran, اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who should follow are those who will not say bring money, and they are guided. They are guided, and they will not say bring money. It's in the Yasin they used to collect money from people. This verse I read is where? In Yasin. And that Yasin, when they read it, what do they do with it? They collect money. But Allah says what? They should not collect the money. In that Yasin. In Yasin. He says, اِسْتَبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا. Follow the one that will not tell you, I've already tell you, I feel, where is the money? Allah says, don't follow that one. Not that he will not ask you for money alone. Wahum muhtadun. They are guided. These people are not guided. They are telling people to bring money. How is that? So, Don't, any time people start one bid'ah, they kill one sunnah. When people start one innovation, they annihilate one sunnah. And it means they increase in misguidance. May Allah protect us. فَنَحْنُ بِاللَّهِ وَاسِكُونَ We put our hope in Allah. And Imam al-Muzani said, نَحْنُ He said this 1,200 years ago. We say, وَنَحْنُ بِاللَّهِ وَاسِكُونَ We put our hope, our confidence in who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَيْهِ مُتَوَكِّلُونَ And on him we trust. Our hope, our trust is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِلَيْهِ فِي اتِّبَاءِ آثَارِهِمْ رَاجِبُونَ We are seeking to follow their ways. We are seeking to follow the ways of the companions and those who had come after them. How? Why? Because we want to seek the pleasure of Allah. So that was why he says, وَإِلَيْهِ فِي اتِّبَاءِ آثَارِهِمْ رَاجِبُونَ Yani, we want him. We want to please him by following the Athar. He brings ikhlas. We want to please Allah by following the Athar. So if you ask, these people, who are they? Are they Ahmadiyya? Are they... Some people will be asking. Are they Ahmadiyya? Are they... The masjid we first read a book, Usul Sunnah in Kaduna, because we spoke English. So people say, hey, are these people not Shia? They sent us out of that masjid. We went to another masjid after the third class. Wallahi. By the time we read up to the fifth class, everywhere was filled up. That masjid now came back and said, Mala. Da Allah, come back to this mosque. We say, La. We are not coming back. The point of reference is that sometimes people see people gather like this. They'll be asking, who are these people? These are who we are. We are a people, we want to practice Islam the way the Prophet brought it, alayhi salam. And the way it was transmitted by the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. That is why, like we mentioned in Dava, we will not say bring your money. We will not say we have a meeting. We will not say we have one Amir, Amira. Because the Prophet did not appoint Amir, Amira. It was Prophet. And when the companions came, no Amir, no Amira. Any learned companion taught the rest of the people. Islam is spread by the person who knows one thing, teach another person. The other one who knows another one, teach one person. You know this one again, you teach that one. After Salatul Subhi, after Asr, any other time the person has the time, you explain Islam. And Islam is, this is what Allah has said you. This is what the Prophet has said you. This is what the companions did, and you leave it as that, following their ways. Let's be Muslims the way Allah wants us to be Muslims, in another way. This is the meaning of our sitting down. How they have been doing it, this is what the Imam says. That's why he says, فَهَذِهِ مَقَالَاتٌ وَأَفْعَالٌ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهَا الْمَاذُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْهُدَى What do we are upon? This is what we are teaching every day. Allah is like this. The Prophet wants us. This, that. If you ask, how should we be Muslim? Go. This is it that we have explained. And that Imam Muzani had explained to us. We ask Allah to make us understand this point better than we had read it. Bismillah, I am hoping that in our next class we'll finish this book. Bismillah, Rabbi. In our next class we'll finish this book. Bismillah. So let's endeavor to be here on time, inshallah. We intend to finish this book in our next class. Bismillah. And the class that will follow it will take general questions regarding the issues that we had read. Hoping that when we finish, we'll go back and review, read, reread, try to understand some words are not clear, expressions we are not clearly understood. We discuss them in the class that will follow, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve us until then and thereafter. Amen.